I am speaking with Sally Reams, the Chief Executive Officer of the Community Healing Centers of Kalamazoo. Thank you very much for being here.
Hey, thank you for having me, Gordon. It's always great to have a chance to work with the best.
Community Healing Centers is in the midst of a capital campaign. How much money do you need to raise?
Only $1.5 million.
How much of that have you raised so far?
Well, I'm really pleased to say that we've raised 75% of that. And if you can't do the math in your head, which I can't, that equals $1.1 million, actually $1,230,000. So we're well on our way, and this is our public announcement period. We've been quietly raising, except for the applause in the office when a big check comes in, we've been quietly raising that 75% with the help of a terrific committee, which has been chaired, our honorary chair, I should say, Betty Upjohn Mason. And I have to say, for someone with the title of honorary chair, she's been doing and carrying quite a workload. She's not one to sit back and enjoy the title. She's been a great resource and one heck of a fine motivator and, should I say, instigator? That kind of sounds a little more evil than good, but she's been a great go-to gal for inspiration and perspiration, moving the cause forward. So I really have a lot of gratitude for all of our committee members that were this far. And now we want to ask the community, the good and great caring community where we live and work, to take it to the top. And we'd like to reach this goal by October 1st. So we can celebrate with a grand opening, so to speak. Fall is one of our favorite times of year, and it starts our fiscal year. So that would be a great opportunity to celebrate.
What do you need the money for?
Oh, that's a darn good question. That's a good question. Well, for the last 20 years, Community Healing Centers, through a series of mergers and opportunities, have been facing difficult fiscal challenges and have been looking at and focused on delivering services and to people in need, and everything from infants to adults and families. So our focus has been keeping the doors open. In the meantime, we haven't been as the good stewards of the resources, the building resources that we have. So we've got to take care of ancient boilers and air exchange systems, leaking roofs, broken down equipment. We don't have an electronic medical record, which I understand most people in the 21st century do. And there are just a lot of things that duct tape can no longer hold together. And it's true. There are places in the building where the carpeting is actually held down with duct tape. So we need we have a long list of things that need repair and replacement. I do want to point out that we're not building anything new. We're taking care of the buildings that we have. And it's due time that we do that. There hasn't been a capital campaign for community healing centers in 20 years, so it is time, and it's also time to be energy efficient. It's time to be responsible citizens for taking care of the resources that we've been given. Our building at 26 Stadium Drive is a rock-solid structure, and a beautiful one at that, located on a wooded lot that is very precious, and we really need to take care of that building. And the other facility, the Gilmore Treatment Center, has a real strong and important service in Kalamazoo, and we need to take care of that. You know, when people are coming in for service, and I think this is important to remember, they're not at their highest point. They're not feeling exactly great. Like, oh boy, I think I'm going to go in for detox today. Or I can hardly wait to see a counselor and tell her how miserable my life is. So we really want to have the environment reflect not only the quality of the services, but reflect hope and help and healing, our favorite H words.
How many people would you say are depending on your service?
In a year, we probably see close to 3,000 individuals. And that does not count the number of people we see out in the community where we're providing prevention services. Can't even keep track of all of those. So I think we're touching a lot of lives. And there is definitely a multiplier effect when you help one person in a family. And maybe you don't see the whole entire family, but I think there is that spinoff then that happens.
Is the Capital campaign in any way a reflection of more people seeking or needing the type of services you provide?
Boy, there really is. There really is a reflection of that in the Capital campaign. One solid example of that, Gordon, is that at Gilmore, where we do our detox and residential services, there's one giant room that is full of nothing but paper files. And that is close to our detox area. And we were like, oh, if we get rid of these paper files and scan them all, we could get three more beds in here for detoxification. And right now there's a huge demand for detox beds. And if you put people on a waiting list for ER care, you know, that's not a good idea. And it's not a good idea, but we do have to have people on a waiting list for detoxification care. So opening up three more beds, and that really increases our capacity at Gilmore by 15%. And that's a huge leap for us. And if you're one of the family members that's waiting to get your loved one in care, that's going to be a good example of how we do that.
And does that go back perhaps to the fact that things like mental illness and the need for treatment are getting greater attention? More people are aware of this now than perhaps were aware of it 20 years ago, last time you did your Capital campaign?
Right. I think that's true, Gordon. And I think we've seen a lot of examples where people are coming forward that weren't able to or ready to before. It wasn't discussed as much. It wasn't out in the open. I know we've talked before that there still is a stigma attached, but there's more willingness on everybody's part to talk about it. We're looking forward to the new healthcare bill that's going to treat addiction and mental health issues as an illness and not as a separate siloed part of health care, but as an integral part of physical health care, that you can't heal the body without offering equal care for healing the mind. And we know that that's going to bring on more call for us to be prepared to open our doors to even more folks. And, you know, when somebody's going to trip over a bucket because we're catching raindrops, we need to be prepared and graciously welcoming people.
You're referring to the Affordable Care Act?
Right.
Right. Just at the risk of going a little bit off the path of our topic here, at the end of the day, is Community Healing Center is going to be any more challenged because of some of the requirements of that law or anything like that?
Well, I think challenged in good ways. I think we're going to be challenged to integrate more with physical health. That doesn't mean we have to start providing day-to-day medical care, but that does mean that we're going to need to be prepared for providing a broader spectrum of behavioral health care. And it'll take a while for us to figure it out. But when I look back and see what we've figured out in the last 20 years, about behavioral health care. Heck, we've come a long way, Gordon, in the scope of services we're able to provide and the depth of services we're able to provide. So I think we're up to the task. We just need to get the building prepped so it's ready to do that.
Does past experience indicate to you that the community support is there for community healing centers?
Boy, I really think it does. I mean, there are days when, you know, I'm hanging around the mailroom hoping to see a really great envelope. But in truth, the fact that we've been able to raise well over $1 million just quietly visiting with folks we know who are donors and various local foundations who have come forward really indicates to me that we're going to be able to take it to the top and raise that $1.5 million with the help of our capital campaign committee and with the hope. I think Betty Upjohn Mason put it so nicely when she said, as our low-key campaign begins its public phase, we have high hopes and faith in the loving kindness of this great community. And that was her quote, although she doesn't like to do radio shows. She does really respect and love WMUK. She's a classic herself, just like you and the station. So I think that was very well put. And as you probably know, Community Healing Centers has gone through a lot of evolutions over the last 10 years. And the community has watched and they've helped. And they've come to understand that we're about partnerships, we're about service, and we're about taking care of business now.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add before we wrap it up?
Visit www.communityhealingcenter.org. And the great big heart in the right-hand corner of the webpage, just hit that and you'll have a chance to donate online. And if you visit the website, you can also learn about ways we can help those in need.
Sally, thank you for your time.
Thank you for yours, Gordon.